The other thing I like about days off is that I get some time to do something I don't usually get a lot of time to do, but I like doing, and it's calming, and that's cooking. I used to like cooking a lot, but these days I'm just too busy for the most part. But I have come up with some bachelor cooking fallbacks recipes, one of which I'm throwing together right now. I'm throwing it into the slow cooker so it'll simmer away for a couple of hours while I go off and do a couple of hours of radio, and should be perfectly done by the time I get back. It's just a sort of variation on a soup, given that it's winter down in the southern hemisphere and Canberra is particularly cold. Soups are good this time of year. And for the other single guys out there listening, you might want to give this a go. It's pretty much all sort of, not all packet bits, but it's all sort of stuff you can get off the shelf at the supermarket. You don't need a slow cooker to do this. You can do it with a pot, just a single pot. If you've got your timing done well enough, it usually works better with two pots. Basically, all you do is get a couple of tins of tomato soup. Today I'm using, what is it? Rosella tomato soup. It's one of those ones where, the tomato soup tin and then a tin of water is the basic mix of the soup concentrate. Into that, I grab a 375 gram pack of Latina pasta. It's the tortellini. This time I'm using mixed veal tortellini. So I'll boil that up. I'm not sure if you can hear the water boiling in the background. And I'll do that in a minute. I'm just chopping up some prosciutto. I've got how much of it? A fair, 150 grams of prosciutto that I've chopped up, basically diced. And so all I'm going to do is boil up the pasta. I've already got the soup in the slow cooker, and that's warming through. And I'll just add the pasta to that and then the prosciutto. And what happens if you let it sort of bubble away for a while is that all the smokiness of the prosciutto infuses throughout the soup, and it's just awesome. It's just amazing flavors. And I'll finish that off with some parsley also in there, and when I serve it, I've got some crusty bread rolls I'll chuck in the oven, and maybe a little bit of shaved parmesan on top, just a little bit. Yeah, the amount I'm making should last me a few dinners later in the week. I might freeze some, and all will be well. So that's Bachelor Cooking Boo number one. Maybe back with more, depending on if people want. And yeah, have a good night.